You are getting sleepy, very sleepy. Your CPAP mask is clamped tightly to your face. Right, my darling?
Yes, dear.
You will not toss and turn through the whooshing. You will not throw the mask. You will not dislodge the hose and blast air all about the bedroom. You will not wake me, your loving husband, who yearns for even a single night of uninterrupted slumber. Please.
It's not working, Harold.
People who struggle with CPAP have partners who struggle too. Luckily, now there's Inspire. Inspire treats the root cause of sleep apnea inside your body. While you sleep, Inspire keeps your airway clear so you can breathe normally and rest comfortably. No mask, no hose, just sleep.
When I snap my fingers, you will remember to visit inspiresleep.com to learn more.
Inspire. Sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Many restaurants imposed surcharges during the pandemic, and they continue to do so now, and customers are not happy about it. Let's discuss the situation with Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality, based in Chicago. Doug, thank you for joining us today. This reminds me of the end of another crisis nearly 80 years ago when World War II was winding down, and a number of industries that imposed surcharges to discourage travel by the general public so the war effort could continue. And those surcharges continued into the late 40s and early 50s until consumers rebelled. And it seems like that's happening again with COVID winding down.
Well, very true. Rob, fortunately, neither you or I possibly remember that. But in this particular case, World War II was very different than what's occurring right now in the context that this is just plain wrong. These surcharges are from everything from ice and drinks for having, for instance, a vodka on the rocks that you're being charged $10 for the vodka and $3 for the ice. Bread is another item at this point that is being charged for. Then in addition to that, we're seeing on menus 20% gratuity, very similar to what's done in Europe. And then obviously we have the surcharge right now that many are charging, which is 3%, which I think is just outrageous.
Now, is this happening across the entire restaurant industry? Did some businesses quietly decide to drop those surcharges? Kind of what's the state of them right now?
Well, actually, some of them decided this is not the right way of going about it. If we're going especially for the standpoint of our team members that are working with us, we're going to absorb within our price structure their benefits. But others have put on to checks that we are charging 3% for the purpose of providing benefits to our team members, the people who are working in the restaurant. If I was a person working in the restaurant, I would say, why am I asking the customer to pay for my benefits? You know, just charge 3% more of that steak or 3% more on that fish. But I don't get that.
And then where are we going with this very quickly? What's the future?
Well, the future is, I think, hopefully people are starting to wise up and realize that this is a nickel and diming. This is something that at this point needs to go away. And it just doesn't look good for the restaurant industry, because I can't think of any other industry at this point that is charging a surcharge in order to compensate for what they should be paying for.
Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's here, and with a new Toyota, you can go out and make all sorts of unforgettable memories that make summer, summer. Maybe it's taking out the family to catch fireflies in a new Sequoia.
Dad, look, it's glowing.
Seeing a road game in a RAV4 where you'll catch the first foul ball of summer.
I got it!
Taking your Tundra out to the dunes to go dirt biking. Woo! Loading up a 4Runner to learn how to scuba dive.
Hey, a turtle!
Or cruising in a Camry to enjoy some ice cream by the beach.
Mmm,
before getting attacked by a flock of hungry seagulls.
Yours! Dang it!
Don't worry. You'll laugh about it later.
Summer starts at your participating Toyota dealer, where you can shop your favorites like Highlander, Tacoma, Corolla Cross, and more. But hurry, it all ends May 31st. Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary.